nice offerings over here. Get my selling voice going. It's right there. I thought the table was closer. I can like kind of touch it like Carol Merrill or something. I know that's an extremely old reference. I apologize for making the people sort of stand out. Now, oh, you're the old people there in the audience. So long.
There we go. Let's just ram it on down.
This uncle ain't gonna hurt no more. We don't want to hear it, Chris. We don't want to hear it. I know, right? My hair's growing, I can't believe it. No, I'm just kidding, my man. It's falling out.
Oh, I've been there, sir. You know what?
It's a song called Angry Man. I was going to comment on the speed limits here out on the roads.
How was up north?
Up north was great. Hell, we're still like kind of up north, right, aren't we?
Yeah.
At least to us Texans, I mean. But anyway, it's come to my attention that even though it's posted 100 kilometers an hour, and often at times 90 kilometers an hour, people pay no attention to that. There are the few law-abiding citizens, I grant you that.
They're the troublemakers.
Right, suggestion, there you go. Because today an OPP was behind me, and I saw him coming, and I'm doing like 75 miles an hour, which is roughly about 120, something like that. And you know, I move out of his way, he just barrels right by me. And of course the adage is, he's after big fish. That's what he's after. Somebody doing 150 or something, you know. Oh yeah, I'm catching him, oh yeah, oh yeah. I know, that's a little bit too close to the Canadian accent. Not even a good Canadian accent. Like, hey. Oh, I know, hey, I mean, that's kind of low-hanging fruit, though, you know what I mean?
So 2002.
There you go. Or do the South Park thing, whatever. And the funny thing is, nobody can tell me how that town is pronounced. Is it Levine? Is it Levine? Levine? It is Levine? Okay. I wasn't sure of the patois up there, I just wasn't sure. We have our certain peculiarities in America as well. Hi. It's a town in Illinois spelled E-L-G-I-N. It's Elgin. But there's a town in Texas right outside Austin, E-L-G-I-N. It's Elgin. They say there ain't no gin in Elgin. That's what they say. There's mighty good barbecue there. You had the barbecue there, no, Elgin. I mean, Elgin, oh my God! Here's a song off the new fan club CD that we have down here. It's called She's Fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
I'm one of those generation too. He's tuning his guitar. Right? This song by a good friend of mine, Beth Lee. This is also on the fan club CD. This is called What You Wanna. Just working on ideas. Work. He did it. Who cares? Miles. I don't care. Got to see him twice before he went.
And I'm glad I did.
That's right. Just saw his back. That's awesome. And I was glad to see him.
Oh. Right? I'm just right?
Now, if the guitar was tuned like that the whole song, wasn't that amazing? That's how good he is. He can bend those strings. That's what happens when you pull on that cheater bar and stuff. I've run out of licks. Grab the cheater bar. That'll get you out of it. Yeah, it's perfect. I'm going to tell this story here. It's a real short story. So in the second grade, oh, I'm just kidding. I went and saw David Bowie on the Serious Moonlight Tour. And that was the tour that Stevie was supposed to be. He was on. But then Stevie was dismissed, or actually Stevie quit because David was barely paying anything. You know, which is still the case these days, right? All the big groups, they don't pay very much. I can't hear. But anyway, so they got like Earl Slick, and everybody knew this. They were coming to Austin, and Earl Slick got the gig, and that was like about a month before, and I was like excited. I was like, Earl Slick, he's on the first David Bowie live album. That song Cracked Actory plays a great part, so I was all excited to see Earl Slick. But you can tell when he came out, everybody in Austin was like this. Gosh darn it, we want Stevie. And every single, I swear it was every song, the way I remember it, every single song, Earl Slick grabbed his whammy bar and just went, every single solo, and I thought it was hilarious. It's like, take that, Austin, how's that taste, huh? How'd that taste, huh? You're stuck with me, how about it, And I thought it was great. I had a good time. And of course, the rest is history. You know, Stevie went on to really establish himself as an immortal of the guitar. And Earl Slick's still up there. I still like Earl Slick. Still like that guy.
And the guitar is tuned. Vamos a locos!
Let's go, Granddad!
Thank you.
smartass. Statements require a smartass reply. Just kidding. Keeps me sharp. Keep the banner going. Oh. Like in my bathroom reading the great comeback quotes. Okay. Oh, what was it? Exit freeways are nice, tied to the finger. Jewelry cleaning skin between the eyes. Was that four-engine horses? lovers kill each other. Sportsman's paradise out there on the lake, because we're listening to Los Angeles. Screenwriter's Blues, originally written by Soul Coughing, the group Soul Coughing, but I kind of spin off and do my own things. We also call it AKA the LA Song. Everybody always comes up to the table, which CD is that LA song? And we do have that now, it's on the fan club. It's a song off the first album, this one's called Letter to My Girlfriend. We'll be right back. to take it out a little. It's going to be the last song of this set. We're going to take it a little out here, people. That's right. There might be some people going, okay, I can't take this anymore. I'm going outside. They can go outside. I'm going outside. It's a song called Sundown Blues. We'll be right back. on that note, we shall take a break. See you in 30 minutes. song called Make Me Feel Alright.
Thank you. Coffee.
My favorite Beatles song.
Thank you so much.
Surprise!
That would be a surprise.
So, Mike, my first time going over to Russia to play in Moscow and stuff.
And we're like, okay, great, we're gonna work up back in the USSR. It's gonna be great. And I know it's like, ugh, God, like how many bands have done that? Ugh, that is so stupid. Forget it. It just, yeah, we learned it, but it was like, forget it, we're not gonna play it. So we're playing like in this park that Peter the Great kind of established with all this history and stuff. And the stage has been around for like 300 years or something like that. Who knows? Who knows who's been persecuted or, you know, commemorated on that stage? Some meritorious event or whatever. We're getting near the end of the night. People are getting pretty drunk and stuff. We thought, what the hell? Let's pull out Back in the USSR. We did. The crowd went crazy. Everybody started jumping. It was like a Rage Against the Machine show. We were just like guffawed on stage. Look at that, look at that. It was amazing. This goes to show you can never over or underestimate your listening public. There you go. When you overestimate them, something's gonna happen. When you underestimate them, something's gonna happen. So just don't do it. Just play. Y'all are so nice just sitting there all quiet while I'm tuning this guitar. Telling some past anecdote or something.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Could be drawn for...
Can I take a drink of water?
This is a song by Lil Willie John. This one's called Take My Love. I just like when this sounds up. Just a little fun song. Oh, it's not gonna be fun. Oh, back to tuning. So anyway. There we go. 2, 3, 4. My love. Here's a song by NRBQ. These guys.
you have some other place. That's alright.
Thank you.
tonight with the cast.
Good night. God bless you, whatever God you worship.
You used to know that song. God used to play that song all through all Charlie Parker. He used to play it.
I still know.
Play jazz to save my life. If there was a gun to my head, the guy goes, yeah, okay, played the head. First solo goes around. Poor bastard. Couldn't play through the changes.
Thank you.
bed. Get on the cake. It's a real fight.
Real fight.
Got no time to wait. People say, hey, you're gonna write to this. People say, hey, you're gonna write to this.
Good night.